Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for bringing me to the right place at the right time, in the right church, serving the only right God, and I know that is right. Jesus is all that I need to have all my needs met. I thank you that Jesus, you are meeting my needs through your word, in Jesus' name, amen. It is always a privilege to see God, not as a God who made the heavens and the earth, but to see Him as your Father. Psalm number 82, verse number 5, 6 and 7, it says that they know not, neither do they understand. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. For I have said that ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High. Wow! What a joy! Is mortal, a man who is finite, a man who is natural, be able to relate to a God who is supernatural, who is infinite. What a wonder, and what a privilege. David said that, what is man that thou art mindful of? The son of man that thou takest care of? For you have made him a little lower than the angel, and have crowned him with glory and honor. Psalm number 8, verse number 5. Today, what is man? Our identity as children of God is not in isolation, but our identity is with God, the maker. Isaiah did not only see God as a father, but also saw God as a husband. And that should tell us the intimacy that existed between man and God. Isaiah 54, verse number 3 or verse number 5, which will give me one of them. He says that for your maker is your husband. Put it right there. Isaiah 54. Give me verse number 5. He says that for thy maker is thy husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God. Your Redeemer. Our relationship with God is not more or less king and his subordinates. Or let me put it that way. Our relationship is more intimate than two different entities sitting apart somewhere. I'm trying to bring our attention to the fact that you are not different from who God is. If God is your Father, then you carry His nature and you carry His image. You cannot be different from who your Father is. The question is, who do you resemble if God is your Father? I'm trying to bring our point, our attention to the fact that God, who is our Father, is a supernatural spirit being. And so has He made us. So has He made us. John chapter number 3, verse number 8. John chapter 3, verse number 8. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Say, I am born of the Spirit. So you cannot be born of one thing and become another. The only way you can be born of one thing and become another thing is when you don't know. So in Psalm 82, he said that they know not, neither do they understand. They walk in darkness, and all the foundations of the earth are gone. So you can be born of something, but yet not be able to leave it because you know not. But thank God for this privilege we have today, to know who we are and to be conscious of who we are. It is through our consciousness that we are able to relate with God as our Father. Because flesh and blood cannot understand. Jesus' problem with the then Pharisees and the Sadducees is not that He was doing miracles or mighty things. But their problem with Jesus was the fact that He called God His Father. And that is what people will not allow you. Because the moment they see you relate with God as your Father, they know that you are of a different kind. So they will do everything possible to stop you. I think I've laid enough foundation on that. But in Job chapter 9, verse number 10, makes us to understand that He doeth signs and wonders. Let's read it. Which doeth great things past finding out, yea, and wonders without number. Talking about God, who is a supernatural spirit being, what He does is that He doeth what? Great things. Great things that are past finding. You cannot find it. What He does, no mind can understand it. No heart can be able to conceive it. His things are inconceivable. Great things. In the first service we said, in Exodus 15, 11, who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee? You are fearful in great, glorious in holiness, doing wonders. Our God doeth great things. And if He doeth great things, then because you are a product of who your Father is. And you also must be able to do great things. And he said that he showed wonders without number. I pray that from today, you will come into your consciousness of who you are and begin to do great things for God. And let wonders be seen in your life without number. I said without number. I said without number. Hallelujah. But we must also understand that before we can overflow in the supernatural life which God has brought us in, there are certain commands that we must know and do. When I talk about commands, I'm talking about certain things that unlocks the supernatural life. It is not automatic that when you are born a supernatural spirit being, you will live a supernatural spirit. That is why I quoted Psalm 92. The verse number 6 says, I have said that ye are gods and all of you are the children of the Most High God. By 7 says that, but ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Why? How can a God end up dying? How can a God end up dying like a man? That is not possible. But he says it is possible. Somebody born to be a God would die like a man and will fall like one of the princes. It means that he knew not, and for that matter, could not leave what he has been made. So there are many believers, many church folks, many people who go to church who are living without the supernatural life. They are born to be, but they are not living it. For that matter, they are not overflowing it. Are you understanding? Is somebody following? You see, we are trying to understand the secret that is in the kingdom of God. That makes a man walk as God and live. It shouldn't just be rhetoric. It shouldn't just be a hearsay. It shouldn't just be head knowledge. It shouldn't just be something we have been taught, and therefore we pass on from one generation to one generation. You know, there are certain principles, there are certain traditions that have been passed on, even in religion, in Christianity. Certain things we do were passed on to us, and we did it without understanding. There are many things we do in the church. We do it without what? But Christianity, or our relationship with God, goes beyond the things we have been taught. Traditions. You and I must come to the reality that if I am created and made in the image and in the likeness of God, where is the spirit? Is it just a head knowledge? Do I come to church to be filled with verses and scriptures without having to appropriate or to leave that which I've been taught? How do I experience God in my life? I've heard, the people of old sharing testimonies, strange testimonies. Great things were happening. Can you imagine you being put in the lion's den, and the lion has been fasted for 7 days, and they push you there, and the lion begins to chew you up, even kill you. Sometimes when you hear these things, you might think it's just a Bible story. And we teach our Sunday school children. And when we ourselves are teaching them, we say, that's what I asked for this one day. And never any possible. Is that not what we say? But it is still possible. It depends on the mindset we carry. My dear, you are not looking at me crying. I don't know why. Over my own. It would have been very old. Praise God. it is time for us not to take this thing we call church for granted. This thing we call Christianity, believer, a child of God, it is time not to take it for granted. But it is time to be able to live that which Christ lived. The supernatural life. And see, it is not a strange thing. It is not something we actually don't know much. It is something we know, but we don't know that this is what, if I do, can cause the supernatural life believed in me. Are you getting it? So there are commands that unlock the supernatural life in a believer, even though you are born to live the supernatural life. That is the initial step. You come into it. Anytime you get born again, you come into supernatural realm. That life of God comes into you. But it's not everybody that is born into it that lives it. Before you can live it, you need certain commands. In the first service, we shared on one. Go get a podcast. We shared on the spirit command. Say the spirit command. In this service, we are sharing on one of the commands, which is the word command. The word. Unlocks supernatural life in every believer. Say the word command. And what do I mean by that? In Luke chapter number 5, verse number 1, I think, verse number 5, we saw Jesus. Bible says that there were two ships, but their owners were mending them. Mending their net means that they had closed business. They have closed for the day. Is somebody here with me? And the Bible says he approached one of the ships. Bible says, and he entered in one of the ships and saw Simon, prayed him that he would thrust out there. Continue. A little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of what. And the Bible says, now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into water and let down. Let somebody launch down into the deep. Praise God. Lord, we don't know. Have no idea. Have no hope. We have toiled all. I love the dream. I hear Juma and Akumun and Suyan a day. Toiled. Praise God. And Simon answered, Master, we have told all that. Nevertheless, that is where the word. Never what? Never what? Never what? Never what? At thy word! in life, there will be times of lack. There will be times of famine. There will be times of difficulty. Jesus did not promise us trouble-free life. Jesus did not promise us that in this life, everything will be rosy. Listen, Jesus did not promise us that we will never go through any hardship. We will never be disappointed. Jesus did not say that. Praise God. What he promises is that he is with us. He is still with us till the end of the age. So whatever you go through does not matter. What matters is who is with you. I wish I'm preaching to somebody. Are you with me? Praise God. What matters
is who is with you.
And who that is with you. Definitely, if you can take a stand when the challenges come, if you can take a stand when the troubles come, if you can take a stand when the disappointment comes, nevertheless, at thy word. Praise God. Now we know the story. When Simon and Co. had launched out into the deep, the Bible says there was a net breaking boat sinking destiny. Boat sinking, beckoning of to witness testimony. There are some testimonies there. Even if you want to hide it is unhideable. Who will have to come and experience it? Be blessed by it. I want to believe that, just by the way, at that time, a lot, because there were other two ships. There were people who also went on that same adventure for fishing that day that had nothing. But then what? The testimony of Peter and brothers could actually feed other fishermen who were there. Dale, we have had more than enough. Take some and also go and sell. Make it sound like you also went for fishing. May God bless you so that everybody within your circles will also be blessed. I pray that may the blessings of God locate you and everybody that carries your surname in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody that is in your DNA, may all be blessed.
All be blessed.
But listen, people. What triggered the supernatural move? What triggered the testimony? What made them to be a sign and a wonder? Was the word command. Say the word command. He said, at thy. Listen. Difference between you and your belief. The moment you start appropriating the word, listen, Hebrews chapter number 1, Hebrews 11, 3. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. Let's look at it. Now he says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were free by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do see came from somewhere. He didn't just appear. But by faith, how God in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1 through to verse number 30 something, God said, everything we see. The Bible says that the worlds were framed. The word frames means that they were created. They were made by the word of God. The word of God. Come on. They were made by the word of God. Say they were made by the word of God. John chapter number 1, verse number 1 to 3. He says that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word, there was nothing that was made without the word. Let's have the proper rendition. The Bible says all things. Come on, drop it for me. Everybody go. Listen, without exception, all things were made by him. You see, all things means all things. What are we here to do? All things. Hey. I said all things, including everything you need, including your life, including your family, including your health, your healing, your career, your family, your babies, whatever, all things. There is a command that brings all things into possibility. Kai, 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 kai. There is a word command that makes all things. He said, without him was not anything made that was what? What a blessing. I'm not feeling you. I said, what a blessing. Shout the word command. Hallelujah. 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 So, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made. So, if you also want to walk in the makings of all things, then you need the word command. Because in the beginning was the word. What a blessing. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. What does it mean? He said, go, everybody. And now, the parable is this. The seed. So what are we talking about? We are talking about the word of God, which is also what? Alright? How many of you agree with me? Is that what it says? Now, let's continue. Verse 12. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and take it away the word out of their heart, let they should believe. Listen, this is also telling us the kinds of Christians we are, or the kinds of believers we are. The reason why the word command is not appropriating in our lives to unlock our supernatural life. Because you see, for some, when the word comes as a seed, you say that it falls by the wayside. Which means that the word doesn't get the right place, the right soil, the right heart to stay. It falls by the wayside. Pastor, talk to them. I wish, Pastor, they came to church. These are members who will come to church without their Bible, without their pen, and without their paper. The word will fall. I have a witness. Mr. Trumpeter. The word will fall by way. So can you be a hope and a better will be an answer. But how you are able to stand after the sorrow? Your mere semi-two moon in the better will be to me. And can you hear who can you mean? Is somebody here with me? Word which is a seed I'm planting. The word command. The word command. Somebody will be now come ahead and go. Let's continue. Ain't you know? The devil comes back and take the word from them. Go to 13. Quickly. Let's finish that. They, everybody go. They on the rock are they. Which when they hear, receive the word. Good. This is another category. Oh, preacher! I push it. It's a word. It's not a sausage. Hey! Okay. Do you know sometimes some of these people, they are just creating attention. They want people to know that they also came to church. And yeah, assembly no more there. In fact, I love people like that. Let's look at the priest. Praise God. Amen. I love some people. At least they give an impression that they are hot. They are listening. Better than somebody. Amen. But the Bible says that the West doesn't have roots. Praise God. Now, and in time of temptation, also. Let's go to the 14. I'm building a point. Verse 14 says that, and that which fell among tongues are they, which when they have heard, go forth and are choked by the care of this world and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit. I'm submitting. Who come to pray and then they go, things get a little bit worse, and they feel like even the prayer that they came to pray are crazy. Had not been the prayer, do you know what would have happened? It would have been worse. Never ever seen such a stupid thing again. There are people like that. I'm about one night to call a prayer. What do you want to see? I wish Kavika said, I'm about one night, man. I just saw an MPG. Require and come, sir. And I won't over die. Praise God. But this is very important. But it's not so important to point. Go to the next verse, the 15. Now, the Bible says that, but that on the good ground, when the word command meets a good heart. So, there's a place where the word is good, but the ground may not be good. And for that matter, the person may not experience super. But when the seed is good and the ground is good, so there is a marriage between the seed and the ground that brings out the supernatural. Let's read. You see that, and the ground are they. Which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it. And everybody read it. And it what? Bring forth fruit with patience. Wow. Let's look at 16. Okay. All right. It's the other epistle, the other gospel, which tells us that some, it came out in 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Do you want your life to yield harvest of 30-fold, of 60-fold, and of 100-fold? That is a life of supernatural. working in signs and wonders. Is somebody here with me?
Yes.
And what you need to unlock it is your word command. Say my word command. Come on, shout it. The word of God, number one, is creative. I've already talked about it. Not only is it creative, the word of God is prophetic. It's prophetic. Let's go to that one. Talk about the creative aspect. It's also prophetic. Word is prophetic. It's prophetic. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. Let's take one scripture for each and we are done. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. The word is prophetic. The word is prophetic. The word is prophetic. The Bible says that we have also a more sure word of who prophecy. Hallelujah. Whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed, as unto light that shineth in the dark places, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in their heart. Verse number 20. The Bible says that knowing this verse, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private word. The word command is a sure word of prophecy. A sure word of prophecy is a prophecy that is bound to come to pass. Every word of God is bound to accomplish and be fulfilled. Amen. The word of God is productive. Number three. The word of God is productive. It's productive. Is productive. Is productive. Luke chapter number 8, verse number 11, we've already spoke about it. It's productive. It makes your life productive. Can add 1 Peter 1:23. Word of God is productive. When you go home, you read. Again, the word of God is healing, and deliverance. Psalm 107 verse number 20. He sent forth his word to heal. He sent forth his word to heal. The word command is healing. The word command is healing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now you and I must understand that even at the word command, it will take your receiving, believing, so that makes you to unlock the supernatural life. It will take your receiving, believing, and acting so on the word. So there are many a time the word of God comes to us, which is supposed to create something in us, which is supposed to make us productive. The word of God is supposed to bring us healing. The word of God is a sure word of prophecy. But the Bible says that the word did not profit them much, because the word was not mixed with faith. Why? Because unless you receive the word, believe the word, and act on the word, and that is faith. Receiving, believing, and acting. John chapter 1, verse number 12. He said that as many that believed on his name, to them he gave them power to become what? Son of God. It is your receiving, believing, and acting on the word that makes you unlock. Is blessed. Romans 1:16. Colossians 3:6. Romans 1:16. Colossians chapter 3 verse 6. Which of them? Say, therefore, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that doeth believe. to the Jews first and also to the Greek. Let's do Colossians and then we are done. So, this morning, you can be a child of God and not see supernatural life happening in your life. Not see signs and wonders. You can be a child of God and not be able to move like the way God moves. Do great things like the way God did great things. You can be a child of God and not have testimonies, all because you lack the word common. Colossians says, let the word of Christ dwell in you. What? Richly. Are we speaking to unbelievers? Let the word of Christ do what? In all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. What a blessing. Be on your feet. The word command. Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.